There are a few different reasons a farmer might be interested in keeping track of the rootworm beetles in their field. Usually the first thing that we're looking at, especially kind of around tasseling time, kind of over these next few weeks, is control performance, and in particular performance of BT traits. So when we start to see those traits slipping, when we start to see resistance develop in a population, usually the first thing that we're going to notice is elevated populations of beetles in those fields. We're usually going to notice that before we really start to notice increased pruning on the roots, at least above ground. And if you really want to be sure about your control performance, you ought to dig some roots to verify what's going on. But usually the first indication we have that something isn't going quite right is beetle numbers. The other thing we can learn from keeping track of these beetles is what species complex we have. And in Illinois, we're particularly worried about western and northern corn rootworm. And there's a few important reasons to keep track of that species complex. One is you do have some differences in efficacy, in control efficacy of these BT traits related to the species of rootworm beetle that you have. The other thing to note, of course, is that when you have northern corn rootworm in the field, and we've been seeing more and more northern corn rootworm beetles over the last few years in northern Illinois in particular. But that's an insect that can circumvent crop rotation by going through an extended diapause. And so if we start to see higher numbers of northern corn rootworm, that changes the way potentially that we look at managing that field. And in particular, it changes how many years going forward we need to think about having some control out in that field for those northern corn rootworm.